Put your hands together as we welcome Pastor David Ibiome.
Give your clap and give that hand to Jesus. Give that hand strongly to the King of all kings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Want to deeply appreciate God for this privilege to be here to speak God's word. Appreciate my father and my mother. And Bishop Abue, it's a great privilege that will never be abused or misused. I don't take it lightly when I come here to talk. Even if I didn't speak, I'll still be fulfilled. But I want your heart to be set. Were you blessed with the first word? I was blessed. That was loaded. Pastor David, God bless you. That was a wonderful word. But I want your heart to be open. Because God said in his word, he said, he shall crown your year with his goodness, and your path shall draw fatness. So I want to let you know you will end this year well. This Shiloh shall be your best ever in the name of Jesus. Father, speak to us through your word. Encapsulate every word that will come out of my mouth. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon the word of life. And I vow to give you every glory. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Give him a big hand. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Message given to me is the covenant of favor. The covenant of favor. Hear this and hear me well. In the kingdom of God, every success story contains the memory of favor. Favor is the flavor of life. Favor does not go to where it is needed, it goes to where it is valued and expected. Favor is the golden key that takes you from the pit to the palace. Someone in this meeting and hearing this message, your position will change. It covers your errors and colors your efforts. If you ever study the book of Ruth and know her story, you will know that God shifted her from nowhere to where she came. And then in Matthew chapter 1, she entered the lineage of Jesus by favor. And I decree what you are not qualified for. Right in this meeting, God will make it happen in your life. One day of divine favor is more than a lifetime of labor. Israel labored for 430 years in Egypt, nothing to show for it. But a day came when God favored them in Exodus 3, verse 21. He said, I'll give these people favor in the sight of Egyptians, and shall come to pass that when you go, shall not go empty. Somebody's emptiness is ending right now. What salt is to soup is what favor is to life. Without it, life will be tasteless. Favor is what separates you from the crowd. If only labor without favor equals success, then all laborers would have been successful. In the kingdom of God, no matter you labor, you must not play down on favor. I'll give you sports illustration to give you natural understanding to spiritual understanding. There's a sport they call weightlifting. Weightlifters carry big objects. They have big muscles, but they pay them nothing. You will never see a rich weightlifter. But there's a sport called golf. They don't put strength. They just hit it like this. and then they are paid in millions of dollars. That stress you are going through will end today. What is the covenant of favor? It is doing what is required to get what is desired. It is engaging the wisdom of God for stress-free living. It is hitting stardom with ease because of God's kingdom. Now hear this and hear this testimony. If you think favor is not real, I'm going to share a testimony with you that will humble you. Last year, December, most of you saw it on the internet. They gave us a property in Alabama, United States. This property, listen carefully, the insurance, not the word. The insurance of that property is $7 million. It's a massive property, the biggest in that county. Two massive properties given to us free. We have never met the people one-on-one. We met them after 3 months before I knew the people, a Baptist church. Everything inside that property was left. The property is the most expensive in that area that runs for hundreds of millions of dollars. They casted the property as a war bomb protective building. So from the base to the up was casted. When I saw it, I said, you gave us free? They said, free. They have never met them one-on-one before. Someone hearing me today, God will give you what you never struggled for. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to have a property by saving. It can come by favor according to Psalm 44 verse 3. What are the covenant keys to provoking favor? Because you don't wait for favor, you can provoke favor. Number one is new birth. To be born again is to be favored again. In Psalm 5 verse 12, it says, for thy law will bless the righteous with favor without compassing as with a shield. So if you are born again, you are supposed to be enjoying favor. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, 17 to 21, when he returned, he was favored. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God can only favor his own and not those that pin their tent against him. He favored his people Israel and not the Egyptians. I pray today someone who will give your life already in Christ, I declare favor will accompany wherever you go. That amen is for you. If you want favor to be provoked, number two, sow seed of favor. Sow seed of what? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. People who don't sow favor never experience favor. Ephesians 6 and verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. It is what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. The kind of favor you sow determines the kind of harvest you get. I read from a book, a woman was lamenting, an elderly woman was lamenting seriously that nobody favors her. That people don't like giving her money. Life story in the United States. And a man of God met her. And she has so much food in her house. But she was regretting bitterly that nobody gave her money. That she was too kind to people. Then he was quickened by the Holy Ghost to ask a question. He said, when you were young, do you give people money? He said, no, I don't believe in giving people money, but I give them food. He said, yes, you give food. That's why food is everywhere. Since you don't believe in giving people money, nobody gives you money. If anything you have not gotten is something you have not given. Now, listen carefully. Smile to your neighbor. Just smile to your neighbor. What did you get back? Because you gave the person a smile, so you didn't get money from the person. Are you hearing me? Every favor is the kind you sow. If you like singing, anywhere you go, people will be singing for you. If you like sewing clothes, find out you get clothes. But if it's money you are looking for as favor, then sow money to someone's life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Shout hallelujah. And favor can also stop because of greed. If God observes greed, if God observes, you refuse to pay your tithe, you refuse to give offering, favor can stop. Because not paying tithe is a sign of greed. Not because you don't have money, you are greedy. Divine favor can also make you wealthy in a single day. Boaz and Ruth is a typical example. Number three, keeping company with the favored. Naomi, Ruth followed her and she was favored. Lot followed Abraham, who was favored. There are people you follow who are favored, enjoy favor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why, from the message of David, mind the company you keep. If you keep company with a hard luck man, misfortune man, anywhere you go, there will be hard luck. Follow somebody who is favored. Number four, if you want to provoke favor, walking in excellence is number four. Walking in what? Walk in excellence. Walk in excellence is doing a common thing or commonly well. Excellence is surpassing others in some good quality. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 20, he said, in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all their magicians and astrologers that were in all Israel. When you are unique in your way of doing things, you attract uncommon favor. Don't do things anyhow if you want favor. Are you a designer? Then you have a touch of excellence. Have a touch of what? You're a laundry man. Have a touch of anything you do. Orthography to the touch of. Don't be an architect and plaster building like it's a touch house. No. There are things you do, they pay you extra even when you don't ask for the money. If you want favor, always orthograph everything you do with a touch of. You come here to sing. Sing with a touch of. Don't come here and say, shall we praise? We already know we are praising. Don't we know that you praise you came for? We now say, lift your hands. Before we keep our hands down. Whatever you do, autograph with a touch of what? You will enjoy favor wherever you go, and shall be so to you. Number five way to provoke favor is solving problems. Solving what? Problems. In Daniel chapter 2, 12, 13, and 16, the Bible says, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. And then in verse 16, then Daniel went in and desired the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. You all know the story. Daniel solved the problem for the king and never lobbied to be favored. Every time you solve a problem for those in the palace, you don't lobby. Someone here will solve a problem for Nigeria and beyond Nigeria. That nation you are, God will use you to solve a problem. You won't lobby for it. Favor will answer to you. Because problems are opportunities. Your lifting is in solving problems. Joseph solved problems for the butler, baker, and later for Pharaoh. And we all know Joseph ended as a prime minister. The more problems you solve, the more favor you attract. Currents of favor begin to flow the moment you solve a problem for someone. Let me say this to you. The problem you solve decides your salary. Develop an uncommon skill in solving problems. Be an expert in your field. Are you hearing me? When you solve problems, you don't beg for favor. Favor just comes to you. So the more problems you solve, the more favor you enjoy. So if you are looking for favor, look for a problem to solve. Number six, where to provoke favor is honoring your boss. Honoring who? Reverential treatment to your boss attracts preferential treatment to you. If your boss means nothing to you, you get nothing from him. In Ephesians chapter 6, 5 and 8, it says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. Genesis chapter 39, verse 4. The Bible said, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. You hear me? If you don't want to die in austerity, you must learn to respect legitimate authority. Many times, believers hide under the shadow of, I'm working with an unbeliever, that's why he hates me. It's a lie. Joseph worked with a magician. Pharaoh was an occultic man. You are just not doing the work properly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, the man hates me because I'm a believer. That's not true. If you know what you're doing, I respect the man. In fact, unbelievers prefer believers. Daniel never worked with church people. They were all evil men. So don't hide under religion. You are not doing your job well. Are you hearing me? Hebrews 13 verse 7. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation. The authority you cannot respect cannot favor you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Never criticize an organization where you're working, because that organization is what is putting food on your table. If you don't like the place, then walk out. But never speak ill against where you're putting food, where you're putting food on your table. You can't be a pastor now and living faith, as the living faith is not good. Then leave. Because living faith is what is putting food on your... You must respect the authority if you want favor. Say here. Number seven. Walking in integrity. If you want to provoke favor, work in integrity. Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. No thief loves another thief. All the thieves are looking for people with integrity. If you're financially crooked, you can't secure favor from anybody. Every thief wants a man who he can trust to hand over what he has. That's why Potiphar said, Joseph, everything is in your hand. If you're a believer and you have integrity, you will lack no job. The challenging problem today is lack of integrity. You see, a church man will say, true to God, he's telling you lies. You give them money. They say, as I was traveling, my box was assaulted. He said, did you die? No, but the money inside the box went away. Until you are born again, listen. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Until you are born again in money, you are not born again. That Judas' problem was money. If you are born again there, you are truly born again. Number 8. Stay humble. Stay humble. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Humility is the acid test for provoking divine favor. Number 9. Acts of obedience. Acts of what? Obedience. Your acts of obedience can make God reward you. Prompt obedience is the seed for instant favor. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 and 2, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings, including favor, shall come unto thee and overtake thee. If thou hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. He said, whatever I say to you, what do? Do it. John 2:5. Your last act of disobedience disqualifies you for the next level of favor. If God must favor you, check your level of obedience. Now I'll be sharing with you hindrances to the covenant of divine favor. Hindrances to the covenant of divine favor. There are certain hindrances. Number one hindrance is ungratefulness. Even in the natural, have you given someone something and the person did not tell you thank you? Were you excited? You are not excited? You gave somebody something and he didn't tell you thank you? When he came back, you gave him again? Nobody will do it. Not even you will not do it. In Malachi chapter 2, 1 to 2, he said, now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I even said a curse, say, God forbid. You to forbid it. Every time God does something for you, be grateful to God. And every time somebody does anything good for you, say, thank you. In this part of the country, why they do things that as you do the person, say, it will lie down. So you'll be forced to do more. Learn to say, thank you. Some people are so ungrateful. Number 2 is pride. James 4:6. God is not the proud, but giveth grace, favor to the humble. The B part. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. B part of God is at the proud and God goes to the humble. Proud people stop the flow of grace. And most of pride comes in because you have easy access. Access to authority, most times if you are not careful, can bring pride. Satan has so much access to God, he didn't know when his hand was lifted up. People who are proud, they have access to authority. He was so close to God, his heart was lifted. Be careful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because whatever you enjoy favor for is a privilege. Number 3, deliberately ignoring divine instructions can stop the flow of favor. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, 22 to 23, we all know the story of Saul. Saul. And Samuel said, as the Lord had great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as is obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. He said, for rebellion is as the seed of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. That will not be your portion. That amen is weak. Now, favor shouldn't be for one day. Favor should be continuous. Am I talking? Because if you enjoy favor today, there are people who live perpetually under favor. Like our father, his testimony is that every day. What he shared with you yesterday is different from what he will share with you today. But some of you, the favor you got last year is the only one you got. Since last year, you have not gotten favor till today. And he said he daily loads us with benefits. So every day should be with favor. So what are the covenant demands that sustain divine favor? Because favor should be daily. It should be, he said, he daily loaded us. So the favor of yesterday should not be what you should be talking about. If your yesterday too big, a wise man said, more than your today, you have done nothing. If you are still talking about what happened yesterday, then you have achieved nothing today. Covenant demands that sustain divine favor. The first covenant demand is wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 8, and verse 32 to 35, it says, "Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Shout hallelujah. You must walk in wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it at the right time. Number two thing that sustains favor is diligence. I won't talk much on it because Pastor David did justice to that. If you want favor to be maintained, then keep walking. Keep what? Walking. Nobody enjoys a lazy man. Have you ever had a lazy employee? And he said, "I love him." They stress you. Lazy people stress people a lot. If you employ people and they are lazy, mentally, physically lazy, you talk and talk and talk. Before you close from work, you are drained. He says, "Seeth a man diligence in his business. He shall stand before kings, shall not stand before mean men." Proverbs 22, verse 29. I'm not going to talk too much on that because the first message dealt on that. Number three, good understanding. Good what? Proverbs 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor ignorant is hard. If you want favor, have good what? On any subject, don't preach it, understand it. If you want to maintain, I will share my testimony. I heard our father came to us in the class and said, "Listen, first time I ever attended, I was here. So this is my family. This is where I was. This is where I went to Bible school. This is where I got married. This is where everything. If not that God gave me a vision from the beginning, I don't think I would have left here." So I heard him say, "I can never be poor." So, me too, I said it. After saying it, I still look for transport. So, I knew that I have not understood it. I have preached it though, I didn't understand it. After Bible school, I told myself, "Boy, you don't understand this topic. You know, you can beg stylishly. There's formal begging, informal begging, and stylish begging." Stylish begging is when you see somebody, you are saying something for the person to hear. Some of you that you came to church, now you say, "Transport to go home service." You know that the man will pay your transport. Now say, even transport to go home service, I've not got it. You're already telling him to give me transport. Shout out. So I told myself, "You don't know it. Sit down." So I heard his testimony of how he read. So I took his book, Breaking Financial Hardship. Sat down for 7 days. And I got understanding of kingdom wealth. Then me too, I came up that time with understanding to say, "No devil can make me poor." This time I was not talking like before. I was talking with depth of knowledge. So if you want favor, have understanding of the area you want favor. Don't just come up saying, "I can't beg." No. You'll be deceiving yourself. But finally, hear this. Your lasting access to favor is tied to your desire and pursuit of God's kingdom. That's where I want to round off. The level to which you favor God's kingdom determines the level to which he favors you. In Psalm 102, 13 and 14, the thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. But the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. The more you are interested in favoring his kingdom, the more God be interested in favoring you. The reason for the liberation of the Israelites is to serve him, and he brought them out. Now hear me and hear me well. I'm going to share something with you on this. Anytime I talk with our father, I'm very sensitive. I observe his interest is more of the kingdom. He said, in my lifetime, I want to build churches. He will not hear him say, I want to build estates. I don't say you that build estates is wrong. I didn't say so, please. Before you misquote me. But he said, in my time, I want to build churches. I want to. So my birthday was a few days ago. And I said, before anybody would give me anything, let me build churches. So I said, anywhere they want to build, they should just give me. And the church came and said, they don't wait to worship. I said, all expenses I'll pay. The moment I went that way, heavens opened. It's as if they opened tap. Wow. As I was going for his kingdom, my heavens were just opening. You are not interested. When they say sacrificial offering now, you leave. You say you're going to the covenants. Every time they say favor his kingdom, you even get angry. Say, but what is Papa talking? Every time, every year we're going to do this one. That's why no favor is coming your way. When you don't favor his kingdom, you can never be a giant in this kingdom. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Mark 12:30, put strength with all thy strength. Matthew did not put strength. Strength means where you are, everybody knows you for. Use it to favor his kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? With all your strength, this is the first commandment. Do you know why technical people in most churches are not rich? They don't use their strength to favor kingdom. Even when Shiloh is coming and he says, Sir Bob is dead, can you give us money to buy Bob? Can't you buy the Bob? Let's buy a microphone. Can't you buy it? Favor is kingdom. You will not beg for favor. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and favor shall be added unto you. Every time, Matthew 6:3, every time you favor God's kingdom, you don't beg for favor. It just comes. It just comes. And I pray today that someone in this meeting, your life will turn. Just favor his kingdom. Do everything. Not to please people. Not for people to see. Not for people to clap for you. Do it to God. And watch if your heavens will not open. You will not be begging for favor. Favor will be following you left and right. Your name shall be changed to Elias. Everywhere you go, it shall be so to you in the name of Jesus. Shall arise. You are going to pray. Favor should accompany you wherever you, everywhere. Everywhere you go, favor should what? But let me say this to you as you want to pray. What you don't expect, you will never get. Expect favor every day. Psalm 68, verse 19. It says, he daily loaded us with. So expect favor every day. Lord, even in this Shiloh, I expect favor to come my way. While I'm here, let favor answer to me. Lift your voice and pray that prayer for yourself in the name of Jesus. Let favor become my portion wherever I go. I am born again, I'm a child of God. Favor shall become my birthright. It's my birthright from today. Are you praying for yourself in the name of Jesus? Go ahead and talk to God. Speak to him in the name of Jesus. And favor will ever answer to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, it's a great privilege. Our Father was not here. I would not do a different thing even if he was here. I would still be myself. But I found it a great privilege to stand on this altar. And I told you from the beginning, I will never abuse the privilege here. Even if they asked me to preach, I would have still be fulfilling this Shiloh. God bless you and your life will never remain the same.
Someone truly blessed, give the Lord a big hand and a big shout of praise. Please, you may be seated. Good news. It is Shiloh.